Hey, yo, what up, everybody, and welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. My name is Kyle, and with me this week is Bames. Say hi, Bames.
I'm in the mood to do more than one Stinger Splash.
He's a wrestle man. Also with me this week is Don Shule. Say hi, Don.
I got me some Jack Daniels, yo.
Don is not a wrestle man. So, boys, how are you this week?
I'm great.
You do anything?
I'm getting nice and drunk.
Yeah, you're getting drunk. You guys do anything exciting this past week?
Well, yesterday I was struck by inspiration. I was like, you know, one of my favorite things to do is to do something silly and take a photo of it. And so I spent like a good 5 minutes trying to put 3D glasses on my lava lamp, and they wouldn't stay on. And then I was getting this feeling of deja vu, and I was like, holy shit, I've tried this before. It doesn't work.
Sure.
So then I was like, hang on. I believe there's some kind of mask in my house. And so I spent a while like down in the basement digging through all my toys looking for a mask, and I found it. And then I put it on, and I got a pair of sunglasses, and I was like, man, I'm feeling pretty today. And so that was fun. I want to do that more often. Just take pictures of
yourself in a wrestle mask.
Retarded, yeah.
I saw this picture. You posted it to Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't. Maybe it was just the angle before, but this wrestle mask makes your chin look far less substantial.
Yeah, like, dude, last time when I took that chin picture, I was going like, I was like popping up my chin, making a face.
Well, in this wrestle mask, you got like a baby chin.
Yeah.
Like a real baby's chin.
The mask does kind of like hook under in a way that makes it look weird. Also, I was puffing up my lips a little bit to look more like Rey Mysterio.
He has puffy lips?
Yeah, he has beautiful woman's lips.
I think I saw him on the cover of some magazine at the gas station.
Cool.
Are people still into WrestleMen?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I every once in a while I hear people talk about wrestling, and I like kind of have forgotten that it's even a thing. I was never into it as a kid, and then I got kind of into it for a brief period, partially because of the Nintendo 64 wrestling games, which were actually a lot of fun.
Yeah, like NWO versus WCW.
Sure. And when I was temporarily, part of the reason I got into wrestling for a little while was also because I had this one friend who was really into it. But around that time, it was like the late 90s, almost 2000, like 98 to 2000, something like that. I feel like wrestling exploded for a little while. Like it was really, really popular all of a sudden. Like I saw NWO shirts all over at school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was the only period in which I really watched it at all. And I was watching the WCW. I was a WCW guy.
It's a happy coincidence that wrestling became immensely popular at the same time that video games got to the point where you could make a good wrestling video game. So there is just a huge amount of wrestling video games available to play on like the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, but those ones suck.
Nah, they're pretty good.
I've never played a wrestling game that I liked outside of the Nintendo 64 ones. And I always, I think they didn't, you couldn't do this until like the last one, but I liked making my own guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really into the WrestleMen. Like, I don't get a kick out of watching people submit each other or pin each other. So I would always make a WrestleMan where all of his special moves were like hurting people, like punching them or kicking them or whatever. And I would go for TKOs all the time.
Cool. See, I'm into wrestling for the drama and the characters. I watch it like a soap. I don't even watch wrestling anymore. I watched it back in like 2004. But I don't know. Just I really love Chris Benoit. I just think he's hilarious.
Well, he was.
And it's hilarious that he's dead.
He was a hero. Uh-huh. Well, he went out like a hero anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Taking his wife and kid with him.
And so do you know like what the big deal with Chris Benoit is?
He has T-Rex arms or did?
Well, after he killed himself and his family, the WWE did like a big coverage thing, like a whole day. Like, they just found out Chris Benoit was dead, so they was like, oh, no, Chris Benoit, He was a legend. He was a great wrestler.
This was like before they found out it was a murder.
Yeah, and then they found out that he killed his family. And then they were so embarrassed that they just erased all history of Chris Benoit from everything. They never bring him up anymore.
I always thought he was hilarious when he was still alive because of his tiny little arms.
Yeah.
He just had really short arms for a built guy. And I think that's what ultimately led to him killing his family.
Mm-hmm.
Arm rage.
Hanging himself on a weight machine.
Man, more wrestle men should kill their families.
Mm-hmm.
Don.
Yeah?
You ever kill your family?
About 3 times this month.
Okay, that's a lie. Don't lie to me, Don.
Okay, you're right. It was 1 time.
Oh, boys.
I'm sorry, Grandma. It was time for Grandma to go.
So, Don, you didn't kill your family this week. Did you do anything exciting?
The only thing I really did was make music.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I put out a covers EP just a couple days ago.
What songs did you cover?
Endless Minds from Sonic 3.
You covered video game songs?
2 video game songs, 1 anime song, and Somebody I Used to Know.
Wait, are these songs online?
Yeah.
I want to hear you covering things.
Okay.
Hook me up with a link, bro. What kind of music is it? Like, are you playing the bass? Your username is Man on the Bass.
It's chiptune.
Chiptunes. Lightgazer, that's your chiptune guy name. Let's see. The Real Folk Blues, that's a Cowboy Bebop and Rocksteady thing.
Yeah.
Bloody Tears.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Whoa.
I was grasping for straws on that one.
Can you guys hear this?
I had Somebody Minds and Wolf made.
I can't hear Don.
Go for the low-hanging fruit.
He's talking, but I can't hear him. Can you hear the music? Could you hear that?
No.
What the fuck? You should be able to hear that. Why all of a sudden can you not hear stuff on Skype? It happened last week. What the hell? I gotta check something.
Like, I can hear you clearly right now, just for a second it kind of cut out.
Yeah, okay. I was, yeah, like your voice cut out for a bit.
Okay, let's... Oh,
apparently it was really loud.
Okay, here. Can you hear it now? Could you hear that?
Nothing.
What the fuck, man?
Like, it was weird. Like, the music was leveling you so you'd be quieter, but the music itself was not there.
Is this some, like, new Skype update? Like, it can tell the difference between a voice and everything else?
Probably.
Well, that's some garbage. There's no reason the audio being fed into Skype, like, as my microphone, contains all the audio coming out of the computer as well. So you should be able to hear that, and you've been able to hear stuff I played before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is some real garbage. And
this
Skype's
so cool.
I want to hear this Don cover. All right, I'm playing it anyway. Okay, I stopped it again. I don't think I recognize it, which is weird because I know that song. It sounds a lot different, I guess. What else you got on here? Somebody That I Used to Know?
I'm sorry?
Shut up, Don.
Sorry, that was my headphones glitching.
Said you felt so happy, goodbye. Don, you are a crazy robot.
I get that from time to time.
Well, this makes me mad that you guys can't hear what I'm playing.
Guess we're going to have to move on to Mumble.
Like, I can hear it in, like, the stream, but not in the Skype.
Yeah. But you should be able... Oh, that's going to piss me off. Come on, Skype. I haven't even updated... I think... Does it update itself?
It might.
God damn it. That really makes me mad.
Like, I don't use Skype enough to actually know whenever it updates.
God damn it. Fucking... Everything's always updating and changing itself, and it's like, oh, guys, we made it so much better. We took away all this functionality.
Yeah, we took some things away. We didn't add anything.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it when things update. I hate change, Bames. I hate change.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like bills.
So, yeah, I like Dogecoins, which are not change because they don't come in actual physical coin form. Mm-hmm. I lost a bunch of Dogecoins last week.
Was there a fire at the computer factory?
Well, I was up over 8,000. I had over 8,000 Dogecoins, and I made a bet that didn't pan out, and now I'm down to just over 3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was a safe bet, but it wasn't. Still, though, I've made it from zero to over 3,000, spending no actual money.
You're an entrepreneur, Kyle.
Yep. I'm a real businessman. And I got paid to write a song in 15 minutes. I didn't bring it up before because I thought since I owe people songs that they paid real money for, that they'd be like, why? So you wrote somebody a song for Dogecoins? It's not even real money. But it was there was a time limit on it. I was in this Dogecoin chat room that doubles as a faucet, and a faucet is these websites you can go to get just a little bit of Dogecoin for free. The idea is that then you can kind of you can get a wallet and get a little bit of this cryptocurrency and kind of see how it works. But this chat room, every time you say something in the chat room, you've got like a 1 in 10 chance of being awarded a random amount of Doge. So I was in there fucking around, and somebody else started this creativity challenge where they would come up with a challenge and people would enter the contest. And if you won, you would get a certain amount of whatever they decided was the prize. And one of the challenges was to write a song in 15 minutes that contained certain words. It had to contain your username. It had to say the other person's username, and it had to contain the word microwave, I think. And in 15 minutes, I wrote a little song, and I won first prize, and I think I ended up getting close to 3,000 just from that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I'd play the song for you, but you wouldn't be able to fucking hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're on your way to being the Bill Gates of Dogecoins.
I'd prefer to be the Steve Jobs because I'm gay and a scarecrow.
I'm dead.
Well, Steve Jobs isn't really. You can't really kill a scarecrow.
Gay, dead.
So do you also want to get Doge cancer?
I'm playing my Dogecoin song. You can't hear it. Over, you couldn't hear it.
I wait near the end. I heard like some
yeah. I don't know. Somehow Skype has decided it knows what music is, and it does not want you to hear it.
Skype hates music.
Yeah. So anyway, what else have I been up to? Last week, friends of the show, Nobody Likes Onions, did a marathon show, and I ended up being a part of that.
I watched some of that.
I weaseled my way into it. Yeah, I saw you in the chat for a little while. You didn't stick around that long.
I got accused of being there only because Kyle was there.
And you took so much offense, you were like, I'm fucking out of here.
I was Jacques. You know why I wasn't there for long? Because they cut it off and then I went to sleep.
Oh, well, yeah. So on Saturday last week, Nobody Likes Onions, which is another podcast, if you're not familiar with it, they pod crashed us once, thanks to I'm Kilo. Listener, I'm Kilo. They were doing a marathon show to raise money for some kind of camera equipment or something. And the idea behind the marathon show was for every $100 donated, they'll do another hour. And they ended up doing, I think, 24 hours. I showed up a few hours in, but I ended up staying till 2 hours before it ended. I don't know how long I was actually there, but way too long. So I was on a fair amount of that show. I don't think any of it's been posted yet. But for a little while, it was just me and another listener on the Skype just chatting it up. Some weirdo named Frode from the Netherlands, maybe, or Norway. Some weird place. He has cancer. He has a cancerous kidney. He apparently had a cancerous kidney and then, like, lost it and then... they thought he was okay and didn't have any cancer. And then the cancer came back in the other kidney. And now he's waiting on a kidney transplant.
Wow. Nice.
And he said he listens to the show. And he said he might even call in sometime. So we might have another weird foreign listener.
Yeah, a dying one.
Yep.
Man, I love it when I can just smell death on people's voices.
The best listeners are the dying-est ones. I would love to do a marathon show if I didn't think I would just be horribly embarrassed when I got shut down after an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it. Like, what if I just made the price way lower? Like, what if I did like $25 for an hour? I could probably get like a couple of hours out of that.
Maybe. You'd have to announce it way in advance.
So that I'm Kilo could show up and donate when nobody else would and keep me going for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Might be worth it. $75.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm hurting for money, you guys.
Yep. So much that you're, like, pimping your body out. By which I mean, like, you're bedazzling it and attaching chains.
Yeah, pimping my ride. I've put flat-screen TVs all over my body. Yep. I got lifts. I'm just wearing boots with high heels.
Underglow.
Mm-hmm.
Light-up shoes.
Yep. I put a flashlight in my pants leg. I am hurting for money, though. The website might go down soon because I need to renew all that stuff, all the hosting packages and everything. But I don't have the money yet. I usually do it with my tax return, but the IRS hasn't even started looking at those until today. So I don't know when I'm going to get it back.
And who do you host with anyway?
Rent is due technically today rent is due, and I won't have that for another 5 days at least. What's that done? What'd you say?
So who do you host through?
Network Solutions, which from what I hear now, I did research on it before I bought in, but from what I hear now, somehow when I was doing research, I never found all the people complaining. I guess it's like the worst. But I've looked in a little bit on how to transfer it, and I can't fucking figure it out. It seems like it's some huge fucking hassle. At one point, I let itchhat.com expire, and I was going to try to, like, rebuy it with another host, because I figured nobody was going to snipe me on it, because nobody really wants it that bad. But instead of letting it go, Network Solutions renewed it on their own, and then I had to rebuy it through them and pay a late fee. I don't know if that's normal, if that's like what GoDaddy would do, but or HostGator. But that's what Network Solutions does.
I'm sorry. When I was thinking about starting up a podcast again, I was looking at Bluehost for a hosting service.
Yeah, I really don't know much about hosting. And the more I have to know about the back end of it, like SQL database, MySQL databases and... interacting with them through JavaScript and PHP and stuff. Like, it was bad enough when I was trying to put together the WordPress site and I had to learn some JavaScript and PHP. Trying to mess around with databases and shit on the back end, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, as much as I like secretly have a little boy dream to start a pod of my own, like I will never make a website. The idea disgusts me.
Really? The idea of making a website, how does it disgust you?
I don't know. It makes me feel scared, actually. It was a poor choice of words.
It's it could be kind of intimidating. The one thing, I think I'm maybe being overcharged by network solutions for what I get, although they've been better lately. Like for a little while, I felt like the site, it had a lot of trouble accessing it a couple of years ago. But it seems fine now for the most part. And I'm probably paying too much because I'm paying for unlimited bandwidth and unlimited hosting. I think the unlimited hosting kind of makes sense because over time, you know, I'm putting up an episode a week and these aren't tiny files. I don't know how much I would be paying if I was paying for just what I needed, but I'd have to up it every once in a while. And the bandwidth, if I ever got super popular, it would make sense, but I'm not popular enough for the unlimited bandwidth to really make sense. So I'm probably, I probably opted into a package where I'm being overcharged. But I don't think it's that bad, though, because I think a lot of people pay monthly, and I pay for the whole year at once. And when you break it down monthly, it's really not that much. But I like the fact that everything is hosted at ijusthadaterriblethought.com or ijhat.com, rather than having, like, I've got my website, I've got ijusthadaterriblethought.com, but all the files are with Libsyn or something. I don't know why that bothers me, but it does. I don't like it when people do that. It's not a big deal as long as Libsyn doesn't go down, but I don't know, something about having it all, like it's all my own thing. That's a thing with me, though, I guess, in general. Like when I've tried programming things before, like when I've tried to teach myself, I tried to teach myself ActionScript, which is Flash programming, and I was trying to teach myself to make games, and I got decently far along with it. I was figuring it out, but there are like libraries, open source libraries and things like Flixel and stuff that you can download and you can use, and they make making games easier. But I always avoid that shit. I always want to do it myself from the ground up. I don't know why. What these things are for is to make it easier. But yeah, for some reason, using somebody else's code when I don't have to makes me feel icky. I don't know why.
I get scared off by stuff like that, like just little helpers like that, because there's always like the niggling little thought that like it might limit me somehow. Whenever I'm making any sort of thing, and I it offers, like, even like if I'm doing my taxes, I don't use TurboTax.
I do use TurboTax because I just don't want to fucking worry about it.
I'm scared.
I'd be more scared that I would fuck it up if I didn't use TurboTax.
Oh, no, I'm very confident in my ability to follow rules.
Oh, Inverted Blade in the chat said he'd donate to my marathon show. Okay, Inverted Blade, $25 an hour. You know what? I think if I did try to do a marathon show at $25 an hour, I might possibly, if I got enough people in the chat, be able to keep it going for a while just because people would think it was funny, like, because I didn't think I would have to keep going. So then, like, mean people could show up and just try to keep me going for 48 hours.
Yeah, and then you could be like, oh, no, please stop giving me so much money.
It's really not even that much money. And, well, I mean, I could fucking use it. 48 hours worth of $25 an hour. It'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, what the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
Bames?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff I've got is, like, I got this one video I wanted to play, but it's not gonna work because you guys won't be able to. I mean, I can link you to the video, but you won't be able to hear it on coming from me, so you won't know what I'm commenting on. And if you try to play it and listen to it while, ugh, what a fucking mess. So I'm gonna skip that, I guess. But did you hear that George Zimmerman is gonna be in a celebrity boxing match?
No, I didn't.
George Zimmerman, if you don't remember, and I don't know how you could have forgotten, George Zimmerman was a liquid metal man who got in a fight with a black.
Trayvon was the liquid metal.
Trayvon Zimmerman was a liquid metal man. Yeah, George Zimmerman is a guy who shot a black kid, arguably in self-defense, but people are really mad at him because he shot a black kid and he didn't go to prison and get raped forever. And he's been a pseudo celebrity ever since. Like for a while, I kept seeing postings about he started painting, and he was selling paintings. I only saw one painting he did, and it was like an American flag all in blue with like typewriter font on it.
It was an American flag picture that he stole.
Yeah,
he didn't make that.
Well, I think he did paint it, but he was painting it directly based on something he saw in like Google image searches or something.
Yeah.
But whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. George Zimmerman is a fucking doofus. I am not of the opinion. I didn't even talk about this for real when the whole George Zimmerman thing went down. Instead, I talked about Trayvon Zimmerman, who was a liquid metal man who like engulfed someone or something and then got frozen, shattered, kept in a jar or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so gross to me. The whole thing, like, he's a racist, but the kid attacked him. But he's a racist because he was just a kid and he was black. And he was the neighborhood watch, but he didn't need to go after that kid who looked shady in his neighborhood. Like he intimidated him and made Trayvon attack him by being there and asking what he was up to. Whatever. I don't know. The whole thing was so fucking gross and race baiting. But he's somehow like this weird, like people just can't get enough George Zimmerman. And somehow he's, there's this article here. I love the way the article starts. George Zimmerman, the man acquitted of murdering an unarmed black teenager, Trayvon Martin. That's technically true. That's like what happened. But the way they phrased it, the man acquitted of murdering unarmed black teenager, Trayvon Martin, the man who got away with killing a little black angel in July 2013, has signed up to take part in a celebrity boxing match. Damon Feldman, the promoter organizing the bout with the star, has
celebs.
Make up your mind, guys. Like, are you really mad at him and think he's the scum of the earth because he killed a black kid, or is he a star?
Pop star.
The promoter organizing the bout with the star has confirmed that the fight will take place on the 1st of March, and that Zimmerman, who is, according to TMZ, open to fighting anyone, even black people, will donate any earnings he makes from the bout to charity. Wow, what an asshole. Feldman is yet to find an opponent, but he said he wasn't looking to promote the event as a race thing. We haven't discussed purple, yellow, white, black, he added, but one rapper of African-American descent who has a tattoo of Zimmerman's victim, Martin, on his leg, has offered to step into the ring. Just for a second, they've yet to find an opponent, but they've already got a date. The 1st of March. So they're real confident that they're going to find somebody to box with old Zimmerman. But I would not be boxing for me, the game told TMZ. I'd be boxing for the legacy of Trayvon Martin and for his family. So rapper the game. I don't know anything about rapper the game. I've heard of him. He's a black man. And apparently he has Trayvon Martin's face tattooed on his leg, which makes him a retard.
Yeah.
It
made me think of Chris Brown.
He is willing to box George Zimmerman because he thinks George Zimmerman is a racist asshole and a murderer, and he wants to punch his lights out because he didn't go to jail. I would box him to knock him out. I would definitely take pleasure in it. It's legal, and I want to show him you can solve your disputes without a weapon. I feel like that's a bit of a mixed message. Like, he wants to show George Zimmerman that you can solve your disputes without a weapon, you know, like with punches. I feel like that's not usually what somebody means when they say you can solve your disputes without a weapon. Standing, standing at a towering 6'5" and weighing in at 240 pounds, the game would certainly present a challenge.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the 21-foot rule.
No.
If you're within 21 feet of me, you gun guys, I have a knife, I can take you out.
Oh, that. Yeah. How great would it be if they got in the ring to box and like they're in their separate corners and then like the bell rings or whatever and George Zimmerman just pulls out a gun from his trunk and shoots the game.
And he gets acquitted.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking how funny would it be if the game showed up with like a cardboard person and he just ran at it and sliced it in half.
Bames is referencing, I think, a YouTube video of a crazy man.
You gotta move.
Crazy man knifing cardboard. What were you saying, Don?
You might end up fighting Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield.
I would be shocked.
You'll have to go through a few circuits to get to Mike Tyson.
I would be shocked if Mike Tyson was coherent enough to be enraged by the death of Trayvon Martin. Yeah. And that's the only reason I can imagine Mike Tyson would take this fight. either that or to promote the Hangover 4 or something.
I think Mike Tyson is too busy losing at Punch-Out to keep up with the news.
Is that a thing? Are you referencing
more things? Have you guys seen that video?
No, why would I watch a video of Mike Tyson playing Punch-Out?
There's a video, it's like a camcorder Let's Play of Mike Tyson playing Punch-Out, and just, oh, he sucks.
Well, that's not surprising. It's an NES game. I guess the hilarious joke there is that it's like his game and he's a boxer and he should win because he is Mike Tyson and it's Mike Tyson's punch out. But like, it's not like it is boxing.
No, just like anybody, I don't know, any celebrity just playing like a game like Punch Out and being on Glass Joe and just getting their shit wrecked is funny to me. Although it would be funnier if the camera panned down and he was playing with boxing gloves.
What if it was George Zimmerman playing Punch-Out?
That would also be funny if he just really sucked.
I would love George Zimmerman to start doing Let's Plays. That would be a great thing. Like, because he's trying to spin his fame or infamy, depending on how you want to look at it, into like a celebrity career, I guess. Like, he wants to be a Kardashian. I would love it if he, like, he's just grasping at straws. Like, he did the painting thing, trying to auction off paintings. He's willing to do a celebrity boxing match. You know, these Let's Plays, they're getting big.
Hey, I'm George Zimmerman. I'm not a racist. I killed that boy in self-defense. Let's play 50 Cent Blood on the Sand.
How do I kill the N-word? Oh, wait, that's me? Fuck. I would love it if he just had, like, a Twitch account and he would just play Minecraft for hours. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole story. Like, he might box the game. The rest of this article, it just describes why you might have heard of George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman was found not guilty of all charges levied against him after he fatally shot unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin during a fight in February 2012 inside a gated community in Sanford. Oh, at least they're referring to him as a 30-year-old Hispanic man. When this shit was big, I feel
everyone
like
everyone thought he was white.
Yeah, everybody all the time was constantly saying that he was a white man who killed a poor black teen. Not that it even fucking matters. Jesus.
Yeah. There are like actual cases of white men killing unarmed black teens that are probably a little more relevant than the Zimzam.
I don't know. I think he should be a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should be a new cast member on Keeping Up with the Kardashians or whatever Kardashian show is on.
Should be changed to George, but it starts with a K.
George, like K, the silent K, George.
Yeah, no, just like replace the first G with a K, but you call it George.
He should move in next to the Kardashians, and that'll be like a big plot development on the show. I've never seen that show. Yeah, he should. Every week he'll shoot a different Kardashian. Don.
Yeah?
You ever shoot a Kardashian?
Only Kim. But Don, I shot her with my penis.
You always lie to me.
Well, maybe I want you to think I live a fantastic lifestyle.
She's not actually in the computer screen, Don.
Don.
I can dream, can't I?
Don.
Kyle.
You ever take an iPad and just load up a picture of the Kardashians and shoot your load on it?
Just draw a smiley face on there.
Am I the only one?
And then you load up some kind of game and have a cat play it. But the cat is actually pawing at your semen because it was all over the iPad.
Man, I love to imagine somebody dispensing semen out of their penis by just holding it and squeezing it at one part like icing.
I thought
everybody did that on Sundays.
I've heard of people, I think I read about this on Reddit, that there are people who do that after they jerk off. Like, they'll jerk off and they'll do it like normally, but I guess they're worried that it gets stuck in there and then they'll like wring it out from the base.
I'm going to have to expunge it.
Or maybe they do it after they pee. Like, you know, like you shake it off to get the drips off, which do people even really do that?
Then you just got to get all the sediment out.
Like, yeah, I guess like they got real chunky pee and they like squeeze it from the base and squeeze up towards the tip. They're like, you'll never have to worry about those extra drips again. Yeah, but you look like a weirdo squeezing your dick into a urinal.
Yeah, I don't shake my piss covered dick everywhere. If there's like enough that I can't like get it all off me just by force of peeing, I will take a little dab of paper towel.
I guess, like, I sort of, maybe I do a little bounce thing at the end, like when I'm hitching my pants up and zipping them and everything, like maybe I sort of, but I don't, like, consciously, like, take my dick and go, shake, shake.
Helicopter.
Yeah. Don, you a big dick shaker?
Only on the street corner.
Don, you're always lying to me. Everything out of your mouth is a lie. Don, lay some truth on me.
Want some truth?
Yeah.
How about some of the truth of the good Lord Jesus Christ?
See, there you go again.
Lies.
I guess I don't tell any truth.
Nope. That's the first true thing you've said. Either that or this is some weird paradox.
Everything as I say is a lie.
Well, Don, you're full of excitement.
I really am. And I'm going to take my excitement to other places.
Are you leaving?
I have some parties to get to.
You have parties to get to, Don? That's the biggest lie you've told so far.
God damn it, you see through everything.
What time zone are you in?
It's 1 o'clock right now.
Yeah, so you don't have parties to get to.
What, you think he's telling the truth?
Don, I'm ashamed of you.
Well, you should be ashamed of someone that steals your identity.
Yeah, Don Facebook friended me, and I agreed to it, and he stole my identity immediately.
He was my neighbor, and he took advantage of me.
You should also never trust somebody that listens to the Money Boys.
Yeah, what's wrong
or
with you?
Or Edge Hat.
Or that other podcast.
Wait, what do you have against the Money Boys?
I think you've linked me to Money Boys videos a couple of times, and they're just so bad. Like, it's joke rap, but it's, like, so bad.
I don't know what it is about their stuff. It's pretty, I'll admit, it's not good, but I don't know why. I just find it to be enjoyable.
You love it.
I actually met one of the dudes at Nerdapalooza. Last year.
Don.
Naruto-palooza.
That's not even a real thing.
Nerdapalooza.
Nerdapalooza? Was Chris Hardwick there?
No, it's this big, like, nerd music festival. The Proto Men, They Might Be Giants, Power Glove, PLNRZ, and a whole bunch of, like, nerdcore rappers were there.
Man, They Might Be Giants fucking sucks.
I like They Might Be Giants.
I don't like them.
I don't like everything they've ever done. I saw them live in a bookstore once. They were promoting their ABCs album. That was sort of lame.
No, I went to the thing because I was friends with two of the artists performing, and I wanted to see Power Glove perform.
Did you get to see him?
Of course. They were fucking great.
Was Anamanaguchi there?
They weren't.
Then I don't care, Don.
Shit.
I only have room in my heart for one chiptune band.
That hurts, Kyle. That really fucking hurts.
Sorry, Lightgazer.
That stabs me right in my 8-bit heart.
Don.
Yes, Kyle?
Go throw a party.
Throw a party right out the window.
Yeah. You animal.
Jesus.
He's gone. Now the real show can begin, Bames.
Mm-hmm.
Bames, I am a tired, headachey man. And I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I don't know. Get people to send you money so you can buy a drug.
You know what? Let's just make this into a big commercial for sending me money. Here's the thing. Some people have sent me money, and those people are the best people. Some people have not sent me money, and I don't know what their problem is. I imagine in my head when I sit around going, what is their fucking problem? I imagine their problem is like, oh, I don't have that much money, and come on, he'll just keep doing his thing anyway. And it's not even that good. Like, the show's really gone downhill since Orion left, and to be honest, it was going downhill before that anyway. So I'm not going to give any money to this shit. I wouldn't even be listening if it wasn't free. Well, I got to tell you, man, I am a real materialist kind of guy. And the more money I have, the more happiness I have. And the more happiness I have, the more in the mood to do this I am. And the more money I have, the more I can do things and have things to talk about rather than just sitting here by myself all day and just reading the internet.
Friends, we are living in a material world.
That's true, and I am a material girl. Seriously, like, people say, I've said this a million times, but people say money can't buy you happiness, but they're full of shit. It absolutely can. I think even studies have proven that, like, up to a point it can. Like, up to, like, I don't know, $75,000, at that point, like, it starts plateauing. Like, past that, it doesn't buy any more happiness, but... For Christ's sakes, man.
That's only until we invent ScarJo bots to hang out with us. Then you can just buy a friend.
I could, you know what, if I had money, like, just to throw around, then maybe I could find some kind of street dealer to sell me Adderall, or maybe I could even go to a real professional and get prescribed it for real. And if I had Adderall, then I could get things done. Maybe I could sit down and I could program a ScarJo bot.
Yeah. If you had Adderall, maybe you could sit down and do things that would make you money.
Here's the thing, guys. Money,
it's a vicious cycle.
Money makes me better. And if I'm better, then the show is better. So it's really in your best interest. It's not like you're just throwing that money out into space, like into a black hole. Like, you might think if I give Kyle money, he's just going to spend it on Grubhub. And you're right.
Which
I probably
is what you
would,
said last episode.
I probably would spend part of it on Grubhub, but Grubhub would make me happier, and making me happier would put me in a better mood for the show. It all works out. If I sent him money, he wouldn't even spend it on this show. He'd just spend it on his stupid rent. I don't give a shit if he gets kicked out onto the street. I can't make a podcast if I get kicked out on the street. And if I'm just sitting here worried about paying my rent all the time, show's going to be real shitty. Because all I've been thinking about all week is whether or not I'm going to get kicked out on the street. Worrying about the next time my electricity gets shut off.
I'm never going to send you real money, Kyle.
That's all right. You do the show notes.
Well, but also you'll only get pizzas from me.
Oh, well, send me pizzas. I'll take pizzas.
I might sometime.
M sent me 5 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Real pizzas.
M told me on Twitter the other day, just stop writing fan fictions. It wasn't in reply to anything.
She told you to stop writing fan fictions?
She told me, stop writing fanfics.
Well, I didn't realize you had started.
And I said, no, you stop. And she didn't get back to me. And I don't know what's going on.
Have you been writing fanfics?
No.
Maybe it was directed at the wrong person?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's real weird. That's real weird, Bames. I don't know why M would do that.
Mm-hmm. That was hurt. I was offended.
Did you see that Idhat Quotes is back on Twitter?
I saw that they posted one thing that you retweeted because I unfollowed them.
Why would you unfollow them if they weren't even tweeting anything?
I gotta clear that shit up.
Bames, that's insane.
I'm too famous to let my following count exceed my followers count now.
What is your followers count?
51.
Haha, I'm far famouser than you, Bames.
Yeah.
I have 155. Which is so not famous.
Mm-hmm.
Bames?
Yeah.
Inverted Blade said I'm a scumbag sellout now.
I mean, well, yeah.
I am a scumbag sellout.
I watched another episode of that cute boy anime.
The one about seventh graders?
Yeah, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but I just have to say there's a part where they're at like a hamburger restaurant, and like this guy's having a discussion with some people over on one side of the table, and then he looks over and he's like, "What are you doing, Rika?" And she is like looking at her hamburger, and she reaches into it really carefully, and she pulls out a tomato slice, and she's like, "That was close." And just, I loved it. It's the best.
Oh, Bames. You are addicted to animes.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question, Bames? I don't really expect you to know the answer. Because I think I have a similar thing going on, just to a lesser extent, and I don't know the answer. But what is it? Why do you watch so many animes? Like, why animes specifically? Because it's not like it's not like you just watch robot animes, or you just watch animes about high school kids, or you just watch hentai or something. Like, you just watch all kinds of animes, but you watch a lot of animes. You're an anime boy. What is it about animes?
I mean, I watch a fair amount of non-anime cartoons. I don't know. I guess I only watch a show nowadays, at least, if it really just strikes me as being silly or fun, something I might get a kick out of. And I guess just anime hits that more for me more often.
Do you like the way the cute boys look better in anime cartoons than in American cartoons?
Yeah, I mean, Chowder can never live up to Ken-san.
I don't even know what Chowder is.
You don't know about Chowder? It was a show on Cartoon Network about this little purple boy, and everybody in the show was named after a food, but he made foods. He was a chef apprentice, but the foods were all like weird, different versions of regular food names, like vegetables were fledgy tables.
Does he have a raccoon tail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I Google image searched him. I've never seen this guy before in my life.
Oh, and like all the... like a bunch of stuff, mostly like characters, their clothes will have patterns that are like static. So when the characters move, the patterns stay in the same place.
That's like an old school thing. Like they used to do that in like old Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Like there'd be a character with a plaid shirt on, but the plaid pattern would be like stenciled into their shirt. And like when they moved, the pattern wouldn't.
Yeah. Like Chowder, like all of his swirly clothes, the pattern doesn't move. And there's a guy with a plaid skirt that does that.
I wonder how they did that.
I really like that effect.
That'd be easy to do digitally, but I wonder how they did that back in the day. Because normally, like, you'd have a cell, like a piece of clear plastic, and you'd draw the picture on it and then, like, paint it from the back. So I wonder how they masked that off to get that pattern behind it. I can't imagine they just had multiple copies of that same pattern and painstakingly replaced it and cut it out. Although I suppose that's possible. It seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, perhaps.
I guess it's a mystery, Bames.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I've never...
Yeah, I just like cartoons in general.
I don't know. Seemed like an anime boy to me.
There was a time when I would just watch all the anime that came out, as long as it didn't, like, actually, like, I didn't hate it, I would watch it.
I guess that's the thing that I don't fully understand.
Looking back on it, I don't get it either.
Like, all these, mostly due to, like, Alpha Counter and Fight Bait Whiskey Thursday, I think there are a bunch of anime boys kind of hanging about, anime peeps. I guess M is not an anime boy, but excuse me. And they all seem to just kind of know about anime, and I guess maybe it's because they listen to anime podcasts and stuff, but they all they just know, like, a new anime is coming out in April, and I just think that's sort of weird. Like, to me, it's like if I just knew everything like that was coming out on TV in America, and I don't, like, I'm not hanging around wondering if a new show is gonna happen.
Yeah, I just get told that by my people, and then I pass it on to other people.
It's like a whole network of anime boys who aren't, I'm not really an anime boy, I just, you know, I hear it from other people, but they all hear it from other people, and it gives the impression
I think the time when I was just watching whatever forever, I think I did that so that I would have something to talk about with all my friends who watched those shows because they liked them. Or maybe they also just watched it because they wanted to talk about them.
Maybe you're all just a bunch of weebs, Bames. Maybe yeah, you're maybe, all just a bunch of weebs.
Maybe I'm just weeb scum. Maybe, kill myself, gay boy.
Maybe you're turning Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I really think so.
Really think so.
Bames, if you could be Japanese for one day, what would you do?
Fly.
Yeah, they can do that. I feel like that's a pretty lame answer, though. Like that's
kill a man and get away with it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's more like it. Japanese people are magic.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything. They can have sex with an octopus. They can go Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
They can talk to snakes.
They can kill forest spirits.
They can be forest spirits.
Mm-hmm.
They can bring any inanimate object to life and make it sing and dance.
Yeah, they really are magicians.
They are wizards. I think they're more wizards than magicians, because like magicians, they're always just doing sleight of hand and card tricks and stuff. But like Japanese people could just like point at something and zap it and it would turn into a bike.
Yeah, they're like Fantasia wizards.
Yeah, they're like hippos in tutus.
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't wizards in Fantasia at all. Bames, if you could be one anime guy, would you be Devilman?
Devilman. Wait, what am I thinking
of? Yes?
I mean, yeah, sure.
If you could be any anime man for a day.
Says that.
Yeah. If you could be any anime man for a day, would you be Crying Freeman?
No.
You wouldn't have a lot of tattoos and cry shirtless?
No, probably not.
I don't even know anything about Crying Freeman, except that he's really buff, has tattoos, and he cries.
I was thinking of Devil World when he said Devil Man.
If you could be,
it's called?
I don't know. If you could be like any anime man, Bames, would you be Totoro?
Yeah, sure.
Is Totoro a man?
He's a boy.
He's my neighbor. Bames, learn me about anime.
What do you want to learn about anime? I can't just spout everything.
Well, like, why is it?
Like, why is it?
Yeah. Did, like, a Japanese guy one day go, oh, man, this nuclear fallout is so bad. I'm going to watch Disney cartoons. And then Astro Boy was born.
I mean, everybody kind of started making cartoons, especially America and Japan, and then Japan just happened to be able to get away with making them for real cheaps, and then I guess people liked them.
How come all the people in animes have weird hair colors?
You know, I don't know.
How come all the people in animes have giant eyeballs? It's weird, Bames, because real Japanese people have tiny eyeballs.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're compensating.
Like slits. Sneaky slits. How come everybody in an anime looks like a Westerner? They're all these like blonde-haired girls with giant boobs and giant eyes and long legs. That's not what a Jap woman looks like.
Yep.
A real Japanese woman looks like an Eskimo
who, Zex's
who
kid.
Stole something.
No legs.
They look like Eskimos who stole something.
Because they all did.
Yep. Yep. Bames,
mm-hmm.
You know about Japan. When I was in Japan, I saw an old man walking around with wooden sandals on, and they were tall. Like, they were those ones that's like a board that your foot goes on, and then like two smaller boards underneath. That's like the part.
I have no fucking idea why they do that.
So he was wearing those, and he was wearing like a kimono, and he had fish bowls as earrings with goldfish in them. Like real live goldfish. It was an old man. It was an old man walking around the streets of Tokyo with goldfish in little fish bowls hanging from his ears and big wooden sandals and a kimono.
He had like goldfish water platforms, but ears.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Do you think he was like a traveling pet store?
Maybe.
I didn't get a chance to ask him what that was about.
I don't think he would have been able to hear you.
Through the goldfish?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that would amplify his hearing. Maybe that's why he does it. They're hearing aids.
Maybe it was like Melvin Magnificat in Unico. Yeah. Those were his headphones. He's just jamming out to the blurbling of a goldfish all day.
Yeah, maybe that's how they make dubstep. Blub, blub, blub.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So what else can you teach me about anime?
I can't just say a thing about anime. I need a topic.
Professor Bames, anime facts, go.
Did you know there is no good anime?
I did know that.
Well, I guess I don't have anything else to teach you.
Bames, did you know that in Japan they call cartoons anime?
Yeah.
Did you know that they call comic books mangas?
Yes.
Did you know that they call coloring books niggers?
I didn't think they had coloring books.
When I was in Japan, I went to an elementary school to give a talk.
About anime.
Yeah, about anime. They said, oh, you so Westerner. Oh, come enlighten us about bubblegum crisis. So I went to the school and I said, listen, man, robots are real cool, but sometimes they're mean. And when they're mean, you have to have a motorcycle. And the kids were like, yay. And they clapped. And then there was a Q&A afterwards. And a kid raised his hand and I was like, yeah, you. And then he bowed at me like five times and he said, Honorable Kyle Sensei. He
kowtowed.
Yeah. He said, Honorable Kyle Sensei, when I grow up, I want to start a company and I want to sell niggers. And I said, whoa, Hitoshi. That was his name, Hitoshi. I said, whoa, that's racist. You can't sell niggers anymore. Abraham Lincoln came around one time and was like, don't sell niggers anymore. And the kid was really confused. He was like, but Abraham Lincoln, I didn't know he hated coloring so much. And I was like, oh, you meant coloring books.
I like to imagine he was like, oh, Kyle, when I grow up, I want to sell niggers.
Yeah, that's how it came out.
Yeah, like hard R.
Yeah. There wasn't even a U on the end of it or anything. It wasn't like Niggerzu.
Niggeru.
It was a real eye-opening experience. And then afterward, they took me to a hot spring. And all of the little, like, six-year-old girls got naked and their boobs were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But
all the six-year-old boys had rocks in front of their dicks.
The girls were on the other side of a wall. But me and the other boys kept climbing over the wall to sneak a peek, and our noses were bleeding like crazy.
And then they threw something at you, and it hit you right in the head.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's how it goes over there in Japan. I got so many nosebleeds, Bames. This one time I was riding the train in Japan, and there was a Japanese woman standing up. It was a packed train, and so I started grinding my dick on her. And my nose just started gushing blood. So I was
just all over.
I was just trying to get my dick off. And all of a sudden, she's just covered. It's like Carrie. Like they dump the bucket of blood on her.
She's just being sprayed with blood. And she just looks at you and she's like, oh, negashimasu.
She was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. So then then I raped her.
You made me think of something that happened to me. It must have been about a year ago. I was talking on Skype with my friend who had just gotten a wireless headset. And he was like, this is great. I can just walk around my house naked. And I was like, what? Haha, that's a funny joke. And then I hear him. So he's like walking around his house talking to me on his wireless headset. And I hear him like fall over and go like, ow, Jesus. And he gets up and he's like, oh God. Oh God. And I'm like, man, what happened? And he's like, I fell on my dick and I cut it. And
wow.
I was like, were you naked? And he was. And he apparently like had an erection, and he fell on his erection and cut it open, and he lost a lot of blood.
Wait,
he just wrapped a towel around
it. He was walking around naked, talking to you with a boner.
Apparently, oh. I don't know if he was looking at some hentais on his phone or something, but he just wrapped a towel on it and lied down, and he lost a lot of blood.
Jesus. Why does everybody want to walk around naked so bad?
I don't know. I don't really like being naked.
I don't get it. Like, I understand that nudity is like the default state for a human being. You know, we're born naked, whatever. I get that wearing clothes is actually the unnatural thing to do. But I don't understand why everybody wants to walk around naked so bad. Like, like people joke all the time about how like, haha, one of the greatest things about living alone is that you can walk around naked all the time or whatever. Or like, if I didn't have to have a job, I'd be naked all day. Really? Because it's not that great. You're just getting your naked ass all over stuff and your balls are sticking to things.
Mm-hmm.
And you run the risk of tripping and falling and cutting your dick.
Yeah. But yeah, that just made me laugh. Yeah, see, when I get home, I'm kind of like a baby. I don't know if you know this.
You wear diapers?
Okay, well, I get home and I take off my clothes and then I put on pajamas.
Okay, well, you're more like a girl than a baby.
Okay.
Although, intellectually, they're very similar. Oh!
Haha, hate women.
Yep. I wish they would leave my video games alone.
Put on one of my pajama pants with dogs on them.
You have dog pants?
Yeah, I have I have three pairs of pajama pants that have dogs on them. And they're all like kind of the same. It's like a flat color and then like a dog silhouette. Just a bunch of them all over in another color. The ones I'm wearing right now are black, flat color with green dogs. And I have one that's red with black dogs. And I have one that's blue with lighter blue dogs.
Do you pick a pair based on your mood?
No, I pick one based on clean.
Oh. I was hoping the green ones meant that you were in a good mood.
Mood dogs. No, those mean I'm jealous.
Oh, man, you should get hypercolor dog pants.
Mm-hmm.
So that the crotch is, like, really discolored.
Just white hot dogs.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a white hot dog?
That's what I call my dick. Fuck.
Oh, man. Come here, baby. I'm going to shove this white hot dog in you. That's how I sweet talk the ladies anyway. Even if I called my dick something else, I'd be like, come here, baby. I'm going to shove my dick in you. Yeah. They love that.
Mm-hmm.
Women love having things shoved in them. There's one thing I know about ladies. They like it when you refer to their genitals as a sheath. They love that. I say, hey, bitch, I have to put this sword away, and then they melt. They're like, oh, you're so hot.
And they die.
Yeah, well, it's like that scene in The Wizard of Oz where the witch is melting. But instead of saying, I'm melting, they say, you're so hot.
Mm-hmm.
Bames, this one time I was in Japan, and I was like, you know what? I love video games, and Japan has a lot of weird video games that we didn't get over here. So I'm going to go to the video game store, and I'm going to see what weird video games I can get. And while I was at the video game store, I was looking around. I picked a few games. I went to the counter, and you know who was working at the counter, Bames? An octopus. Reggie. An octopus was working the counter. And he spoke English. And he said, hey, did you find everything okay today? And I said, yeah. And he said, cool. And he said, that'll be 80,000 yen. And I said, oh, so many yen. And he said,
that's like $1 billion.
Yeah. And he said, hey, another day, another 80,000 yen. And I said, are you working hard or hardly working? And then he hi-ated me with all of his time. But then he fell over because he lifted all of his tentacles to hi-ate me. He fell over and he broke his dick.
Wait, okay, hang on. Is Is an octopus high eight? Does that mean he touches all each of his tentacles to your fingers?
Yes.
That's cool.
He said, high eight, bro. And I stuck eight fingers out. I tucked my pinkies in.
Not your thumbs?
No, my pinkies. I like the added difficulty. And he gave me a high eight and he fell over. He broke his dick. And then we went out drinking with some salary men.
Cool.
Yep. At a maid cafe.
Yeah, that's the thing I do really like about Japan is they have so much more of like the, you see like someone at a bar getting really drunk, but they're wearing like business clothes, but they're clearly like homeless. I really like when bums wear like suits, but they're like just nasty suits.
I smoked hookah in Japan. I went to some shady part of town with some my trip to Japan was, I had fun, but it was sort of a lame trip to Japan because it was spent with my girlfriend who just wanted to see like shrines and stuff. Who gives a shit about shrines?
Yeah.
And she wanted to see like every shrine and she made me go inside a giant Buddha. I don't care about that giant
like
Buddha.
I'm in you, Buddha.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about this giant Buddha.
You met the Buddha on the road.
Yeah, she wanted to do all that lame stuff. And then, the other people we were hanging out with were a couple of military dudes and, one of their wives. So it was pretty lame. Like their idea of a good time was to go to this shady part of town in the middle of the night and smoke hookah.
Wait, I was thinking of like Japanese military guys, like
no, not
World War II,
not ninjas.
Their idea of fun was to just go over to this bamboo cage and poke this guy with a stick.
No, it was American military guys. It was a American military base that we stayed on.
Wow.
And everything I wanted to do, they all thought was nerd shit. And everything they wanted to do was like the lamest touristy shit. Like we went to I guess this was kind of fun, but we went and we did karaoke at one of those places where you can like rent a room.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a rickshaw ride. Which isn't a rickshaw, like, isn't that like a Chinese thing? I don't know.
I think.
But we got a rickshaw ride, and the guy pulling us around was telling us about tanukis and their giant balls, so that was okay.
Wait, was it like one of those bike rickshaws, or was it a guy like running?
It was a guy running.
Cool.
Yeah, he ran us all over the damn place, and he kept pointing out tanuki statues and talking about their balls. Cool. Yeah. I don't really remember. Oh, we went. We did go to Tokyo Disney.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I rode the teacups.
Weird, you saw Mickey Tanuki.
The weird thing about Tokyo Disney is that it's not very Tokyo at all. It's just Disney. Like if it weren't for all the squinty-eyed Eskimos running around, you'd have no idea it wasn't just regular Disney.
So it's like America Town.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, if you go to see like the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids show, which is like a 3D mini movie thing, or the, I think there was like a Toy Story 1, 2 or something, or anything that has like voices, there'll be two audio tracks. There'll be the English one and the Japanese one. So that's an obvious difference, but pretty much everything else, it's just Disneyland or Disney World.
Man, I'd like to hang out in Japan. Not even because I'm just a big weeaboo, but because like that's a really far place away if I wanted to take a vacation.
I'd like to go back with somebody with more similar interests to me.
Yeah.
Because every time I wanted to do something, it was like nerd shit. And it was like I was wasting everybody else's time.
Yeah, man, the only time I've ever left the country like for real, like I've been to Canada. But the only time I've like ever been on like a huge trip to out of the country is when I went to Mexico. Man, I really liked that.
I forgot you went to Mexico and you left like a really popular jock and you came home a weeb.
I went to Mexico and I turned on the TV and they were playing Woody Woodpecker in Spanish, like where it was English, but they just put Spanish over it, so it was both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, is this anime?
It flipped a switch in your head?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about Mexico specifically, but I feel like South America, which is not where Mexico is, but like I feel like South America is full of weebs.
It's probably like Brazil, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Brazilians, they love some weird shit. I guess it's just what they got access to. Like, I feel like Brazilians love Dragon Ball Z and they love Sega products. Yeah.
Brazilians love like the Sonic cartoons too.
Yeah, can we ban like, Sonic?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big proponent of that. I think Brazilians also love like Hajime no Ippo, the boxing anime.
I'm not usually in favor of banning things, but and I don't like when I was a kid I liked Sonic, but I liked Sonic.
I never liked Sonic.
No, I did, but I liked Sonic in a much different way. Like there must be some weird signal that's coming out of Sonic games. Like something about the shade of blue that Sonic is or something that just clicks with certain people, like flips a switch, like a Manchurian candidate thing where all of a sudden some weird programming is unleashed in them and I just didn't get the programming or something.
It's just the frequency of that horrible sound chip.
Maybe.
On the Genesis.
Because to me, Sonic the Hedgehog, like on the Genesis, was a neat little series of games. It was kind of fun. They were fast. And that was about where it ended. But Sonic fans are insane. Like, it breaks people.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason I'm blaming Sonic, because it could be just that broken people are attracted to Sonic, but I don't understand why. Like, why would they all be broken in a Sonic-y way if it's not Sonic doing the breaking?
I think most of, like, those awful Sonic fans probably came in, you know, just a little bit later. Not, like, totally recently, but,
like,
I mean,
Sonic Adventure?
Yeah, like, it doesn't really help that Sonic has all these guys named Chaos and Shadow.
That's actually
a big crowd.
That's actually a thing about Sonic, and this is, like, just nerd shit, I guess. But there are these little critters in Sonic, in the later Sonic games, called, I guess they're called Chows.
Yeah.
But it's fucking Chaos. It's, like, K-O's. Why do they pronounce it Chows?
There's also a guy who's just a goop man who is called Chaos.
Well, and there, I mean, before that, and I assume they're still around, they had the Chaos Emeralds. Yeah. That's like a theme. So why did they call them Chows?
I don't know.
That's always annoyed me.
It always made me think of Chaozu, the little man from Dragon Ball.
I don't even know that guy. Is it from Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z, I think. He was a little robot man. He's all wind up toy. He had big rosy cheeks.
I never got into Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball GT or whatever it is. But I liked, I've seen a little bit of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and I like Dragon Ball better.
Yeah. I mean, I never got really into it, but, it's charming in a way.
That little kid with the monkey tail.
Yeah.
And he's always like hanging out with that Bulma girl.
Yep.
And they drive around in a weird little car that comes out of a pill.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to like, Bames? There's a lecherous old man who's also a turtle.
Yep. I do really like some elements of it.
Like the turtle man?
Yeah, like him turning into a big monkey.
I don't like monkeys.
It's racist.
That's why I'm pro-Zimmerman. Oh, man. I want to, like, have a shirt made that's just one of those red circles with the slash through it and a monkey inside and send that to George Zimmerman just to see if he wears it because he doesn't understand what the joke is or because he does understand what the joke is, but he doesn't think it's a joke. Maybe they're right about him. Maybe he's the most racist man.
Well, he is a Mexican. They are notoriously racist.
Yeah, they hate Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever go to China, Bames?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I never liked China.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I especially wouldn't go there now.
Japan fascinates me. I guess I am a bit of a weeb, but nowhere else in Asia does.
I kind of like the aesthetic of, like, some of the Southeast Asia stuff, like Vietnam and Laos.
Nope.
But that's just because I think jungles are cool and I like spicy food.
Yeah. The only Asians I like are the Japanese.
Yeah.
Not like that C-Jess. What did she say she was? Filipina?
Yeah.
Filipino.
That's like colada. Mexican Asians.
Yeah, it's the Mexicans of Asia.
Jeez.
They grow the same kind of mustaches.
Yeah.
I feel like if you licked one, they'd be spicy.
Yeah. I feel like you'd get a lot of residue if you licked one.
Yeah. There's a lot of grime on those Filipinos.
Man, I fucking hate gooks.
Yep. I feel like Koreans, obviously there's North and South Korea, but I guess the South Koreans, I feel like they really want to be Japanese.
Yeah. I'd got no beef with Korea. But,
I hate them. They're wannabes.
I don't buy knockoffs.
They're wannabes.
Yeah. Posers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bames, I don't know what to do with this one. I had this video that I really wanted to play because I think it's really funny, but it just doesn't work if you can't hear the audio.
How long is this video?
It's only a minute and 52 seconds.
Okay.
But like, just
would you be okay with watching the whole thing and not pausing in between it?
Well, no.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah. You know what I did today, Bames?
What?
And I think it's part of the reason I'm having a little trouble, is I got a little bit into game dev again. And I can hear you all getting excited. Kyle, we love it when you dev games. Oh, I can't wait to see these games. As a side note, you know what's kind of depressing is that I've always had this idea for an IDJAC game in the back of my head. And I realized not too long ago that with Orion out of the picture, the idea that I had in my head is completely undoable or not doable. Or it would just be really strange if I did it. Because it was like a beat 'em up with Orion and I. But so I got a little into game dev again. I was playing around with kind of programming-y stuff. Not really programming, because I use this program called Multimedia Fusion 2, which sort of does some of the work for you. But I was like, I was looking into complex math shit. Like, Bames, are you familiar with matrices at all?
Yeah.
Did you have to do that shit in math class?
We had to do that shit in algebra, yeah.
We never did, so I don't know shit about it. So I was teaching myself about matrices, and they elude me to a certain extent. But the reason I was looking into it was because I was trying to figure out how to project things in 3D. And I sort of figured it out, but there's something I'm missing because it's all fucked up. I was trying to render like a wireframe of a cube in 3D, and I can get it to rotate on two axes. But on the third one, it does this weird squash and stretch thing, and I don't understand why. But anyway, so I'm getting into all this complex math shit and trying to make 3D models happen in a non-native environment. Like, it's not made for 3D. And I was basically trying to approximate, like, you remember the Mega Man X games?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple of them, I think X2 and X3 had special chips in them where they could do, like, these wireframe 3D model things, like a vector chip, and there'd be like a mini boss that would be just like a weird star shape that you'd have to fight. Mm-hmm.
This doesn't actually fit because, I mean, the PlayStation 1 could render 3D, but in Castlevania Symphony of the Night, every now and then when you'd get like the cross power-up, there'd be like a 3D spinning cross in that 2D game.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to basically make that happen in this program. But so I'm doing all that stuff, and like my mind gets really locked into this one mode. And I've noticed this before, like when I was working on game stuff before, nights where I was working on game stuff and then tried to do a show, I'd be way thrown off. Like, my head just wasn't in it. I don't know why that is, but it's like I've switched gears into this other mode that has nothing to do with entertaining people and everything to do with nerding out over numbers.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty lame, but I figured out some neat stuff. Like, I figured out how to do this, you know, in like old Super Nintendo games, sometimes you would see this effect where like you'd see it for water sometimes where like each scan line would be shifted separately in like a sine wave pattern. So everything would just kind of wave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured out how to do that.
That's pretty cool.
It's a pretty neato effect.
I love all the Super Nintendo effects.
Mode 7.
They work so well with how the sprites and color palettes looked.
Yeah,
system.
There's something I've been trying to articulate in my own mind for a long time, and I haven't been able to figure it out exactly, but I think part of it is like just the age I was when the system came out. But the Super Nintendo, to me, was like the best system, and it's not just like it had the best games. Obviously, it's not the most advanced, but there's something about... Like, I think a lot of it was accidental because it was because of the hardware restrictions, but there's like a modularity to things because they had to be built on a grid and you could only have so many sprites and stuff. Like, things are like in little self-contained packages. I don't know how to describe it, but there's something I really like about it, and things are kind of iconic. And like a sprite of a person will be vaguely squarish.
Yeah,
but not in a way that looks to me like it's been squeezed into a box. It's hard for me to explain, but there's something I really like about it, and I really like the look of pixelated stuff. It depends on what it is, obviously. Sometimes it's bad, but I don't know how to explain that.
Super Nintendo had a really good color palette too.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, and I've said this before, but like the Game Boy Advance didn't actually have the biggest range of good games for it, but every single game on that just looks so good.
Yeah, when the Game Boy Advance came out, I was super excited because it was essentially, it's not really, but it was essentially a Super Nintendo for your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I was so psyched about that because that was my favorite system ever, the Super Nintendo. And I feel like, I guess gaming has left me behind to an extent. Like, most of the shit that really appeals to me now is, like, indie game stuff, but because it's the only area where people are still making games that remind me of that. But, like, I love this this general aesthetic so much that when I do try to make a game, I always end up essentially trying to, even when I don't realize it, and most of the time I do realize it, but essentially trying to recreate the feeling of Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I try to keep it around that resolution and the effects and things I was trying to figure out how to do. Because I could do better effects than what the Super Nintendo could do. I could do, you know, full millions of colors, gradients and stuff. But I've, like, intentionally, like, there was an effect in this little game I was working on. I think I streamed video of it once, so you might have even seen it. But that game with the little pink cat person...
Mm-hmm.
Throwing strawberries at slimes.
Mm-hmm.
When you die, the screen fades to black and your little character spins around and kind of floats up toward the heavens and little stars come down from the top of the screen. And there's this ray of light, this like beam of light that comes down. And I intentionally made that. I forget how many colors I made it, but I could have made it a smooth gradient, but I intentionally made it less colors, which makes it look quote-unquote worse because I like that aesthetic more.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's weird, like effects that are like that same kind of effect but more like intensive, like hardware intensive, they I don't know, they look almost cheaper.
Yeah,
sometimes to me
they definitely do to me too. I think part of it, I mean, I think it's in the execution. Like, I think you can do it and not make it look cheap.
Yeah,
but I think maybe it's just the mentality of the people who do it, because I'll watch like YouTube videos of games people are working on or whatever. And there are so many people making games, shitty games and stuff. And I'll see like videos of some space shooter that somebody's working on, and it's a 2D game, but it's full of all these like flare effects and explosions and things that are, they're like full gradient effects and everything. And they look cheap, and I think it's kind of like the Photoshop lens flare.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's like if you had like a Commodore 64 game, you know, like it's all these, it's 16 colors, it's all these squares, but then you just see like a 1080p explosion in the middle of it.
Yeah,
with like video art effecting around it.
Yeah, it's weird. I, yeah, I think it, I mean, it has to do with my own preconceived notions more than anything else. Like,
you're a fiend of nostalgia.
I guess, but I think it's more, rather than nostalgia, it's more that my brain wants a certain package. If you're going to go with something that looks vaguely Super Nintendo-y, for example, you can't on top of that put something that very obviously doesn't belong, like a 1080p explosion or whatever. Or like if you were making a game and you were going to make it HD and everything, and you were making like high def sprites or even like vectored art or whatever, but the whole game basically looks like a cartoon, but then you put in explosions that look like they were drawn with the Photoshop airbrush tool. Like, that doesn't fit either, because the whole game looks like a cartoon, and explosions in cartoons are drawn. They're not, there might be some airbrushing, but it's not, you know what I mean? It's not so smooth and faded.
And also, just there is a difference between like nostalgia and like just preferring familiar things. I know you know about this because you retweeted a thing. You seen that iOS port of Final Fantasy?
It looks so bad.
It looks so awful.
Oh, man. Let me see if I can find some pictures of that so I can put them in the chat.
Have you seen all the typos in it?
Yeah. That actually is annoying, but bothers me less than the look of it.
That's just like, oh, it's Square Enix, you cad.
It's going to take me a minute to find these fucking pictures.
And then also, I mean, they added like a hint system, which, I mean, I'm not against hint systems in all games, but
the implementation of it
for Final Fantasy.
No, you didn't. And the implementation of it looks so Farmville or something. Like,
yeah,
I guess it looks like what it is. It looks like a mobile game, but I can't find. I was hoping I could find like an art. Like, at the time, I had found an article that had like all of these screenshots, and now I'm not seeing it. But I'm also trying to talk at the same time. You're usually better at finding stuff on the internet. Are you having any luck?
Stuff. I mean, I'm just seeing. I saw the first thing I saw when I searched Final Fantasy VI iOS just has some stuff. I don't have a real gallery. But here is a battle scene.
That one picture of the overworld is what I retweeted, and it looked so bad.
Yeah, it was like when they were by
Figaro Castle.
Yeah, Figaro, the sand castle.
Yeah.
See, I actually, okay, I don't know if they like didn't mess as much with these monster sprites, but I like how those monsters look.
Did you just post the link?
That I posted. I'll post it in the Skype.
I got it. Yeah, it looks to me like those monsters, what they did was almost like a... like the eagle filters or whatever you can use in emulators. Like, they just sort of took the original sprite and scaled it up and interpolated it. Like, yeah, it just looks like the originals, but a little bit blurrier.
Here's something with some kind of overlay on it for, like, touching. Which also just, this doesn't seem like a game that is very intuitive to touchscreen controls.
Yeah, that's, I think, for the blitzes.
Okay.
For Sabin's blitzes. It's weird. It's weird because they like everything's higher res, but it's like somehow it's less something.
I feel like they used less colors.
Maybe, but it's like the characters. One thing that was always weird about Final Fantasy, especially Final Fantasy VI, but I think kind of all of them up to like before the recent ones, but. Is that the concept art? They always had that Amano guy do it.
Yeah.
And the stuff in-game never looked like the concept art. Mm-hmm. Like,
except
at all.
Like the monsters.
Yeah, maybe. But the characters and stuff never, like, not even close. But yeah, the character graphics...
portraits.
The character graphics in this new mobile port, it's like... You know what it reminds me of is... did you ever see video of that... people thought it was going to be like the Nintendo 64 version of... Final Fantasy, but what it actually was just a weird little test they did with like these SGI graphics stations, like the big supercomputers people used to buy to render 3D video back in the day. Like, I think they made the sequel to Myst on one of those, or a couple of those.
Not ringing a bell.
For rendering stuff. But anyway, so it was like this 3D tech demo thing, and it featured characters from Final Fantasy VI, and they were really shitty models, and they looked kind of like the graphics in this game. But it's like they're somehow they're less expressive. Like they're bigger, more, they're higher res, but they're like they have less personality, which is weird. And like the graphics just got more generic. Like I don't remember exactly what the grass on the overworld looked like, but
I don't remember it just being green.
Yeah, here it's like they took they filled it with a light green, then took a dark green spray can tool and like sprayed all over it, and then blurred it a little bit.
Yeah, geez, like, what am I thinking? It looks like fucking Pokemon Channel graphics.
Yeah, it just looks really bad. It looks kind of RPG Maker-ish, but, like, worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
Did Fleenus make this?
I bet Fleenus is behind this. And also, like, the menu overlays are gross-looking. Like, just how that hint thing looks, just the transparency on it.
Yeah.
And the font, but that might be
The like
Android
the shitty, like, my first flash button things.
Yeah.
Like the blue with the...
Yeah, that's what this looks like. This looks like a flash game.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the interface all, it doesn't match because even though it is higher res than the original, like, the in-game graphics are still kind of low res compared to, like, the fully rendered interface stuff. With all the gloss and on the buttons, and there's like a I'm looking at this picture Zex just posted. There's a compass in the bottom corner, and it's all shaded and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's higher res than the game itself. It just doesn't add up.
Yeah. So Square Enix, what a bunch of champs.
I know they remade Secret of Mana for mobile a while back, and I saw screenshots of that. Parts of it looked kind of cool, like to see it updated, and other parts looked similarly bad. Like they had just resized stuff and put a filter on it, or things just, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't like it.
Yep.
I don't like it, Bames. Eris is pretty cool.
I don't like
cool.
it either. I wanted to talk about it last show, but I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
I just saw that on Twitter.
What's on? Eris is pretty cool. There's a link in the chat to Eris' Twitter.
HTTPS. Ooh.
Fart, fart, fart. If I ain't bleeding, it's still foreplay. So I just got linked to an Eris status on Twitter, and it's a picture of a animal in a sweater farting blood.
I guess.
Is it a reference to something that I don't understand?
I don't know.
This isn't from one of your Japanese animes?
None that I watch. It doesn't look like no Melvin Magnificat to me.
Well, I'm retweeting it. Because I support Eris in all that he does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Final
I'm thinking
Fantasy.
I should do more with my luchador mask.
What are you going to do?
Have a photo of me lifting a GameCube over my head and being like, oh, it's so heavy.
Do you have a video camera?
No.
It's too bad.
Well, I mean, I do have a phone. I bet it, yeah. I don't have a tripod.
I was going to say you should reenact Final Fantasy in your luchador mask. All of it. It would be a better remake than this one.
It'd be every character.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bames, did you ever play the Game Boy Advance remake?
No, but I heard that stuff was hard to see.
I like the Game Boy Advance remake. It's the only version I've actually beaten. I never owned Final Fantasy III on the Super Nintendo. But I rented it a bunch of times, and I would always get to the World of Ruin and then have to take it back. But when I got the Game Boy Advance remake, I finally beat it, and I liked it a lot. But what I was going to ask you is, they changed the translation somewhat. They kept some of the what do they call them, Woolseyisms?
Woolseyisms. I know that word.
Ted Woolsey was the guy who used to translate for Square. He did the localizations for Squaresoft back in the day. And they call certain things he did Woolseyisms because it's like if he translated what was said in the original literally, it would be stupid. or weird or incomprehensible. Oh, so he would come up
like he took liberties.
Yeah, he would take liberties. Like he, I'm pretty sure he's responsible for a son of a submariner.
Okay.
So they kept some of that stuff, but one thing that they took out was that Cyan, that kind of feudal warrior guy. Mm-hmm. He in the original English release kind of spoke Old English, and they sort of got rid of that for the Game Boy Advance remake. But I don't know if the reason he spoke Old English was because he was speaking some, in the original, he was speaking some Japanese dialect that was sort of archaic, or if it was a complete invention.
Yeah, I'll never know. I don't speak Moon.
I know sometimes I think in some of your Japanese animes, they'll give characters, when they localize it, they'll give them like Southern accents or something because they're from some farmery area of Japan.
Maybe. I don't know if that happens a lot. I don't watch a lot of dubbed anime where the characters are from Japan. But one good example I've seen with subtitles is that JoJo show. There's a character who is apparently supposed to be like a northerner, like a British person from the north. And I didn't know that really, but they talk about it in like the manga or something that he's a northerner, but then in the show they subtitled him to say like, oh, you grimy swab. I don't know what they actually say up in north.
Is he a pirate?
He's like a cockney.
You grimy swab.
Mm-hmm.
I
swab the poop deck.
I whenever given the opportunity will always watch my anime dubbed because I'm one of those.
When given the opportunity, I'll watch most things with subtitles, like even if I understand it. Just because I don't know, I have a better time reading things than hearing them. Because what if I didn't hear it right?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend used to do the same thing. Like we would watch episodes of Veronica Mars and she'd put on the closed captioning.
Yeah.
Maybe she was just going deaf.
Maybe. I listened to too many loud hip hop.
Bames, it's going to be harder to hear with that luchador mask on.
Mm-hmm. It does cover up my ears. I couldn't put the 3D glasses on myself while I was wearing it either.
You couldn't put it on your lava lamp or yourself?
Nope.
That luchador mask is going to be the end of you, Bames.
Mm-hmm. Quitting my job.
No, you should wear it to work.
Yeah, maybe.
They'll make you head chef in no time.
Cool.
You should wear it to work, and you should like throw the current head chef off the turnbuckle.
See, I like the idea of wearing the luchador mask and then also like some fingerless gloves and some steel toe boots like I'm a thug. Like, I guess that makes me think of like Bane or something.
You should start a gang, like a themed gang like they used to have in the 80s.
Called the Libres.
Where everybody wears a luchador mask and fingerless gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And roller skates.
Steel toe roller skates.
Yeah. Get that shit custom made, bro.
And it's skates, not blades.
It's those skates that little kids have where the wheels are like hidden inside the boots.
Yeah.
What do they call those? Heelys? Yeah.
No, Heelys are like there's just a wheel at the bottom. I don't know what they were when they were like, yeah, there were shoes where like wheels would like flip out of them.
I think Heelys is what I meant.
Okay. Well, that's another thing in that gay anime full of cute boys, the girl will, like, to go to school, she has Heelys, and she holds onto the back of his bicycle, and she Heelys to school.
She's the worst.
Yeah.
Bames, this show sounds like it's about the worst.
It is about, like, some of the worst people, but I love it. I'm sorry to bring it back to that, by the way. Rollerblades are for faggots.
Yeah, I never... Did you ever get into rollerblading when you were a young faggot?
I liked roller skating because it's fun.
Yeah, roller skating I got.
I grew up with the term fruit bootin'.
I don't know what that rollerbladers. Means. Fruit bootin'.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're gay boots.
Because you're gay fag, yeah. Rollerblading.
I loved roller skating when I was a kid, but I never got into the rollerblades. And I think part of it was because I just couldn't. Like, I think I had a pair at one point, but... I don't know if it's because I got weak ankles or what. I just couldn't stay up on them.
But I like ice skating.
I never got into ice skating. And I couldn't, I've tried it a couple times. I can't really stay up on those either for the same reason. I guess I do have weak ankles, but I liked roller skating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Rollerblading.
I'm sad that there
aren't
roller rinks.
Yeah, there must still be somewhere. We had one in my hometown. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was where I played the Ninja Turtles arcade game.
But yeah, I had a friend who got into rollerblading, and he did the thing where he like took the middle two wheels out of his blades.
I've never seen anybody do that. That's for grinding?
Mm-hmm. And just to save your wheels, you got extras.
Nice. I had my own pair of speed skates.
Cool.
I don't know what made them speed skates, but I remember when I bought them, they were referred to as speed skates as opposed to regular skates.
I had light-up shoes until I was 14.
I still think light-up shoes are cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to buy some Hawaiian shirts. They're hard to get over here for some reason.
It's because they have to import them from Hawaii.
Like, I thought I could just go to, like, the Gap and find some, but I, like, just there aren't any.
You thought you were going to find Hawaiian shirts at the Gap?
No, wait, not the Gap. Fucking Old Navy is where they sometimes sell Hawaiian shirts.
I could see it at Old Navy, I guess.
Yeah, but they didn't. And I looked them up online. It's like $40 for this Hawaiian shirt. And I'm like, I might as well buy one of those pizza shirts.
What's a pizza shirt?
You don't know about pizzashirts.net?
Nope.
Oh, just pizzashirt.net. It's a polyester shirt that it doesn't have like slices of pizza on it. It's pizza print.
Like pepperoni and cheese?
Uh-huh. You can also get Veggie Supreme. Oh, and they have a bacon one. Ooh. It's not even a bacon pizza. But yeah, like it looked like the shirt is made of cheese and there's pepperoni on it and it looks like good pizza, but that's also $40. But I might get one.
What if you bought it and it showed up and it was actually made of cheese?
And then I'd eat it. Also, I went on the sizing page for the pepperoni pizza shirt and it defaults to extra large.
Would you eat it off your own body?
There's a picture here of somebody doing that, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, Bames Coon, eat me. I'd be the pizza.
I don't want to talk about pizza anymore. It's too late to order any and I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cruel to think about pizza now.
I really like to get more. I really like Hawaiian shirts. I like the collar of them, and I like that sometimes they have little embroidering on like the lapels and down the sides. I have a Cabana shirt it's like a Hawaiian shirt, but not Hawaiian print. It's just green, and it's my favorite shirt.
Are you going to grow a mustache to go with this Hawaiian shirt?
No.
I feel like, Bames, you are transforming into like a sleazy ex-cop. Like you've retired from the force and now you just extort people for money and wear Hawaiian shirts.
I just want to like hang out in my Hawaiian shirt and my dog pants.
And your luchador mask.
And my luchador mask.
You're going to be
and
one.
I've been looking for a nice pair of sunglasses.
You're going to be one eclectic motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just sitting around eating gushers.
I had so many tie-dye shirts when I was a teen, and I just wore them to school every day, and people were like, are you a hippie? And I was like, no.
You had a bunch. Man, tie-dye shirts are the worst.
I like tie-dye shirts.
Wow. You like the worst?
But I don't like tie-dye shirts when they have, like, a peace sign in them or anything that's not just tie-dye.
Yeah, tie-dye is the worst. I don't think I've ever seen anybody in a tie-dye shirt and been like, oh, man, that looks so good.
I like it because it makes me feel cool.
I like rainbow stuff. So it's not like the colors. It's tie-dye specifically. I guess it's association, though. It's who I think of when I think of tie-dyed shirts. Not so much the shirts themselves. Like, I'm pretty sure I thought tie-dye was cool when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, Bames, we've covered a lot of ground tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But the listeners, they're supposed to be donating $100 for every 5 minutes. They're way behind now.
Yep.
And I think I might be ready to call it quits for tonight. I still have a headache and I'm still really tired.
Wow.
And I don't even have any pizza.
You've brought it up in the past, but like, if you wanted to do the show earlier,
yeah,
I would actually support that.
Actually, when I did the New Year stream and I did it at 10, M said you should do the show at 10 all the time. And I've been meaning to ask people, and I just keep forgetting if that's the general consensus, because I could start it at 10 instead of midnight.
Like, I don't want to sound like a pussy, but just like my body, it racks it when I stay up this late.
It usually doesn't bother me, but I think the headache is actually making me more tired. Because I'm usually fine. Like, I could usually stay up till... I usually end up staying up till, like, 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
But tonight, I have a headache, and I'm tired. But yeah, if the general consensus is that it would be better if I started it 2 hours earlier, I could do that.
Sure.
Man, everybody abandoned ship. There's only 4 viewers left. One of them is you. One of them is UstreamBot. One of them is Michael Corrigan, who I'm pretty sure isn't actually there. So the only person actually listening to us is Zex, and there are 3 guests, but I don't know if those are real people or not.
Hang on. I'm going to message Britton if he's even online.
I like that boy.
Yeah, I like him too. I keep him around for a reason.
He's real weird, though. Like, he just, I don't know if it's because he doesn't actually give a fuck, but like, he likes you, so when you call on him, he will appear. But he shows up, but he like kind of half shows up, and he seems like he doesn't want to be around.
I think he's just Sundare. Yeah, I just asked him if he's in the stream, and then he's like, no, now I am.
He must be one of them guests. Oh, nope. Oh, Eris is here now.
Oh, cool. Maybe he saw our retweets.
Eris is here just in time to hear me complain about being tired and having a headache and slowly wind the show down.
Yeah, let's just end it. How about?
Okay. Hey, Bames. There are all kinds of websites associated with the show that you could go to. If you don't know what they are by now, go fuck yourself. They're linked all over the website. And there's a big donate button. I should just make the whole header the donate button, like Jimmy Pardo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting real money hungry. I'm getting desperate.
Blackpeopleeatingmoney.tumblr.com.
Yeah, okay, so that's it then, Bames. Final Fantasy VI Mobile is a piece of garbage, and the Japanese are wizards. Which, when you put those things right next to each other, it doesn't make any fucking sense. They could have just zapped a mobile game into existence. I bet they farmed it out to the Koreans. That's why it's such a fucking knockoff.
Those filthy Korean chinks.
Viva la George Zimmerman! Kill all the blacks!
Word.
And end.